I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A Republican female state senator has filed a formal workplace harassment complaint against a fellow senator, Democrat Daniel Kagan, alleging that he was inside a restroom designated for female legislators and staff multiple times. Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Beth Martinez-Humanek says her incident with Democrat Daniel Kagan happened at the end of last year's legislative session. That's when she said she noticed a man's shoes visible underneath one of the locked stalls.
I told him, I said, "What are you doing in here?" I confronted him in the bathroom itself. And then, as we were walking out, I said, "It is not okay for you to be here. I don't want to see you in here again."
She also claims that two other female staffers had similar experiences. But Kagan says he only made the mistake once. The bathroom is unmarked, and he says he was new to the chamber.
It was embarrassing. And it's the kind of embarrassing mistake you don't make twice. And I think it's rather beneath the dignity of any of the members of the Senate to be trying to make something of nothing to deflect attention from a serious matter.
Some Democrats said the allegations are a distraction when they are demanding Republicans act against three senators whose cases of sexual harassment have been found credible. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Barry Farah, a Colorado Springs businessman, has joined the Republican race for governor. Farah announced today he wants to appeal to the party's core conservatives. Farah will need at least 30% of delegate votes at the April 14th state GOP assembly to qualify for the June party primary, since it's too late for him to petition onto the ballot. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.